Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we're back in the Grey Lodge, Season 2, Episode 17, Wounds and Scars. We're winding down and we're gearing up, folks, for the great Season 2 finale. After this, we'll have 5 more episodes. And to be honest, this episode, not really a banger. I think I implied to you on previous episodes, these last bunch were going to be bangers. This one, not a banger. But we're definitely going to go through the whole thing because it's all worth it, okay? The occult storyline is going to have a very interesting part. We're going to learn more about symbols, alien symbols, dare I say. This time from the Log Lady. She's back. I think she's been gone a little while, but she's back. She drops a major clue as to the mystery of Twin Peaks that you're only going to learn in the next few episodes. We're going to catch up on Sheriff Truman's sad state of affairs. Norma's sister Annie arrives in Twin Peaks. These are major events. You might not know it yet. It might not seem that way, but you gotta keep going, folks. Ben Horn is saving the Pine Weasel. And today we get Audrey's first kiss. That's right. So if you're watching the video version of the show, I'm wearing the Audrey shirt. I bought this at Tweed's Cafe. You know, we know what I love about Twin Peaks? It's a community. And I'm late to the party, but I'm trying to pine weasel my way into the community, okay? And I bought this shirt at Tweed's Cafe when I took a glorious trip up to Washington. Just to, you know, research for the book. And this is a shirt they sell at the cafe. Trash by Cash is the artist's name. I follow her on Instagram, as should you. Yeah, anyway. She designed this shirt. I didn't, you know, when I bought it, I didn't know that. But I've got her artwork, her stickers on my laptop, the whole ordeal. All right, we're in deep, folks. Love is definitely in the air. Join me. And if you're watching the video, my hair looks crazy today. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I gotta squeeze in these episodes where I can. Which means sometimes I might not look super spiffy. Episode starts out heavy noir vibes. Truman is drinking himself. Silly. He's obsessing because he just lost Josie. Right? Hawk shows up. He's got a little brekkie that Norma prepared. He's not eating it. He's eating whiskey for brekkie. Hawk gives some updates because, you know, Cooper's running the show at the sheriff's department right now. And Hawk, he drops a little joke about Wyndham Merle, said he has a poor sense of recreation, referring to the chess. That's actually a very good joke. I don't think I thought it was super funny the first few times I watched this episode, but on my 4th, 5th, 6th viewing, that's actually kind of funny. Then we're introduced to another new character. I mean, we've only got a few episodes left. What are we doing with new characters? Well, I think you get 2 in this episode. You get Annie Blackburn. She shows up. That's Norma's sister, played by Heather Graham. She's a former nun. She's coming into Twin Peaks. She was at a convent earlier. Apparently, she's ready to come back to the regular world. And at the diner, Major Briggs is sitting there eating his pie, his compelling pie. And the Log Lady shows up, and she's intrigued by the marks on his neck. She caresses her log. Her log wants to say something. And we'll find out what that is later. We go back to the sheriff's department. Hawk tells Cooper that Truman's hit rock bottom. He's drinking away his life. My goodness. And at this point, we find out that Josie's cause of death is indeterminable. Because remember, she died very mysteriously into the nightstand handle. It says she only weighed 65 pounds. With no apparent reason why. Cooper says that he saw something in the room when she died. And that's probably got something to do with it. Hawk's like, we're just going to whistle past that graveyard. Their hands are full. Now, it's interesting because it's claimed that the soul has a weight to it. There's an experiment done in 1907 by Dr. Duncan McDougall, who had 6 patients that he weighed before and after the time of their death, and one of them weighed 21 grams lighter. So that's where the theory that a soul weighs 21 grams came from. was that a great study? It was only six people. I don't know. I do know that when you look at a dead body, though, it's clear that that spirit that animates it is gone. So, I mean, there's something to it, right? But you'll notice also, and again, images on the Instagram, as always, you'll notice that Cooper, who's now running the sheriff's department there, behind him are some books, but more importantly, there is a framed photo of a half moon eclipse. Not an eclipse, but a half moon. And this must have been planned on purpose, right? Why would they frame it and put it in a work office? That's very strange. Because recall, in terms of the occult, there's astrological bodies that play a role on Earth in terms of hermeticism, as above, so below. The things that happen out in the cosmos have an effect on the material realm of things that happen here on Earth. Wyndham Earle, he's still training Leo as his servant. He sees Cooper's chess move in the newspaper, and he's mad because it looks like a stalemate trick, you know? He's like, oh, he's tricking me. He's tricking me into a stalemate. And he knows Cooper's getting help at this point, and that's making him really mad. He says, this is against the rules. So naturally, he beats Leo with his Navajo flute, as one does. And what's interesting is the camera zooms in on Wyndham Earle's ring that he's wearing, and it's a knot of sorts. I don't know what's up with that. Something to dig into a little bit more. Twin Peaks is very much into rings. We've seen it many times throughout the show. And here's one more to throw into the mix. Audrey and Dick Tremaine, they're prepping for the fashion show at the Great Northern. There's a fashion show and a presentation about the pine weasel being endangered. And Jack, he's in there. He's laying down hard game on Audrey. Oh, boy. He's going to take her on a picnic. Twin Peaks loves picnics, too. So picnics and rings, all the fine things. So Cooper, he goes over to check on Truman and lets him know he's trying to pull him out of this. He's like, look, Josie, she was a killer. She was a felon. She was a prostitute. All right. You need to get over this grief. But it doesn't work. He's still bummed out. He gets the hollering version of Truman, you know? Get out of here. Go. Truman barks like a dog. Meanwhile, Mr. Eckhart's assistant, another new character, Miss Jones, she shows up in Catherine's office to help transport Mr. Eckhart's body back to Hong Kong. And Catherine pulls the strap. why are you really here, biatch? And she's like, well, I'm actually here to give a gift from Thomas. And she leaves behind a mysterious black box. What's in the box? No one knows. Fun fact here, Miss Jones is played by Brenda Strong, who is known for her role on Desperate Housewives. I've never seen an episode. I don't know how major this role is, but there's a role of a woman named Mary Alice Young. Okay. Now, what's odd is that Cheryl Lee, our beloved late Laura Palmer, she was originally the role of Mary Alice Young on the pilot to Desperate Housewives. They never aired the pilot. But our favorite Cheryl Lee was actually this character. Isn't that strange? Meanwhile, Wyndham Earle, he shows up at the Hayward house. He's doing all his little role playing costumes. Now he's Dr. Gerald Craig. The first time I watched this show, I thought this was so stupid. I thought this Wyndham Earle character ain't got nothing on Bob. Bob would destroy this guy in a second. But what when we hold reserve your opinion till the end of season two, okay? Wyndham Earle's not bad. He's actually a really great villain, all right? All I'm saying is if there was a Twin Peaks season four and the villain was Wyndham Earle again, I would still watch it. You know what I mean? But I've gone through my phases of Twin Peaks already, so I'm all in no matter what happens, okay? In fact, I've charted out my stages of Twin Peaks. It starts with the denial that it's a good show, like you don't even watch it. Then there's the denial where you suffer through it. Then there's acceptance, but you think most of season two is silly. That's where we're at right now. Then there's acceptance that season two is actually great as a season one, obviously. But then you're like, well, season three is silly. Then there's the final phase of acceptance, and that is James is cool. All right, that's the stages. I'm well into James is cool. All right, that's where I'm at. But it took watching this thing four times, all right? I actually don't even know how many times I watched it. I'm starting to sound like Al Bundy with the four touchdowns. I actually don't know how many times. I've seen it no less than four times. Like season two, like my process is I watch these episodes, take notes, watch them again, like in casual. Then I watch it one final time to grab the clips and the images and get final thoughts, and then I present. So, I mean, some of these episodes I've watched 5-6 times in the last month, and then I present, which makes it sound like I'm super busy, but, you know, I enjoy it. Sometimes I turn on when I'm going to sleep, so I watched the first half of this episode at least 6 times, but I was conked out by 15 minutes, you know? Anyway. All right, so Wyndham Earl, he shows up. He's Dr. Gerald Gregg. He's at the Hayward house here, and Donna answers the door. He's flirting with her. He gives a little gift for her father that he was, you know, went to school with Dr. Hayward. And he leaves the phone number where he's staying, and he tells Donna he hopes to see her later. Feels like he's trying to pick up on Donna while he's in there. He's like, first off, I'm going to do this whole thing where I'm trying to mess with Cooper. But second off, Donna, what you doing tonight? You know? Because Donna's looking good. Sometimes her hair doesn't look good, but Donna's looking good lately, the last few episodes. Meanwhile, Pete Martell, he's taking this chess game thing serious. He's gone through every stalemate game in history, comes to the conclusion there's no way to stalemate without losing at least a few pieces. Bad news, right? Twin Peaks can't afford to lose characters. We're growing characters, not losing them. And at this point, the Log Lady and Major Briggs show up to the sheriff's department to talk to Cooper about Briggs's neck tattoo. And we learn about the Log Lady. Take a listen to what they say.
We thought it best we come see you. As you know, that pattern on the back of my neck appeared during my experience, with, of course, no idea as to how it got there.
And you noticed it today?
My log noticed. I remember.
What do you remember, Margaret?
Look at the back of my leg. I was 7 years old. I went walking up in the woods. And when I got back, I was told that I had disappeared for a day. All I could recall was a flash of light, and that mark was on my leg.
We all three recall the light.
And also the call of the owl.
Yes, I remember.
The only other time I saw that sight and heard that sound was right before my husband died in the fire.
I'm connecting with something.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
So, the Log Lady, she has a tattoo on her leg that looks similar, definitely not the same as the three triangles on Briggs' neck. And she tells about how she was 7 years old. She was walking in the woods. They disappeared. They had a flash of light, and she came back with this mark. She was basically abducted, it sounds like. But one thing in common, they all remember this bright light. They remember the call of the owl. The Log Lady said she heard the owl right before her husband died in that fire as well. There's conspiracies that her husband's soul is in that log, and that's why she carries it around. And look, I haven't unpacked the depths of a lot of these theories, and this is why I always say, even if you're walking through the Grey Lodge with me and you're going to read this book that I'm going to write, we're scratching the surface. You can go deep into many of these theories throughout the whole show. So fret not. This is not the end. My analysis is not the end all be all. That's what's fascinating about this story, this whole saga. But the Major Briggs, the Log Lady, Cooper, they all sense something. They're connected to something. There's this white light. We're not really sure what it's about. We're going to find out. But now, we're going to do a really quick book club on the Secret History of Twin Peaks book by Mark Frost. And in it, we're going to hear about the Log Lady's abduction. She was hanging out with, I don't remember the details off the top of my head. I want to say it was one of the Milfords was the scout leader, and maybe one of the Packards was with her. But I think they were up by Pearl Lakes, which is where, remember, Bob was messing around with Leland? Oh, the good old days of Twin Peaks. Bob and Leland and Laura. Peak Twin Peaks. You know what I'm saying? Now, also, you're going to notice the images Cooper draws on the triangle. He draws the triangles on the chalkboard. It's a little different than what we saw in the previous patterns. The one from space and then the one even on Briggs' neck. It looks a little different. You know, I don't know. Not tons different, but definitely a little different. Okay, so Audrey and Jack, they're hitting it off. They're at their picnic. He's serenading her. And, oh, is it painful? I'm gonna play the clip. I want you to deal with this, too. Here you go.
Oh, bury me not on the old prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. In a narrow grave, 6x3. Don't bury me now on the lone prairie.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know. Everyone razzes James's singing, which, you know me, I actually like that song, the You and I song. I think it's a beautiful song. They razz James, but what, Billy Zane gets a pass? That's totally fine. Ugh. And maybe I'm just a jealous hater. I don't know. At least we get to see, years later, Leonardo DiCaprio taking Billy's girl on Titanic. At least we get that little paybacks. You know, and I'm just jealous because he's got Audrey, who's my favorite. You know, she's my Miss Twin Peaks. But anyway, they're eye gazing. She's totally in love with this guy. Ah, here we go. But, you know, I'm happy for Audrey. I really am. Seems like they got a real thing here. Okay, so Dr. Hayward gets home, and Donna, she's telling him about this mysterious Dr. Craig and hands him the box. Turns out Gerald Craig is the name of Dr. Hayward's roommate who died in the Snake River. He's already dead. So now they're like, well, that wasn't Dr. Craig. Who was that guy? And we find out the box holds a chess piece with the move, which he promptly takes to Cooper. Now they're like, okay, it's Wyndham Earle playing chess. So Nadine and Ed, they're getting a divorce. Dr. Jacoby's there to facilitate the conversation about it. He suggests that maybe Nadine was going to come, she's going to come back to normal at some point, cognitively. And she kind of does that. She says, hey, my left eye's gone. Like, she didn't realize that. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Back to the Haywards. Donna is spying on her mom, who answers the door. There's a man kneeling in, whispering in her mom's ear. Who is this mystery man? It's Ben Horn. What in the heck is going on with Ben Horn? He just got done with his Confederacy experience. Now he's whispering in Dr. Hayward's wife's ear. Oh my goodness. Back over to the Double R Diner. Miss Twin Peaks contest is announced. And, you know, that's going to be interesting. Wyndham Earle is at the diner. He's wearing a biker costume. He's got a spider face tat. Hell yeah. And he sees Cooper. Cooper's at the diner, too. And he doesn't know Wyndham Earle's right there, the master of disguise. And Cooper's reading a book on Tibet, of course. And this is where Cooper meets Annie Blackburn. She's working the diner. She catches the attention of Cooper. He notices the scars on her wrist from the failed suicide attempt. And he's intrigued, right? He's attracted to her. And I think Cooper, he's drawn to women with a bit of, mystery or danger or something, right? Like, they immediately have chemistry. Meanwhile, Truman, he's drunk as a skunk. He's got a gun now, and he's breaking furniture at the bookhouse. So Hawk goes and gets Cooper to calm it down. Truman's ranting and raving about how he regrets not taking Josie away from all this, and he blames himself for her death. And Cooper shows up, and he gets him to calm down. Of course. Of course. And then they put Truman to bed. Dale Cooper drops a great line. A man who doesn't love easily loves too much. I know that from personal experience. Man, that hits hard. That's true. So Nadine and Mike, they book a room in the Great Northern. So Mike Snake, apparently, I don't know what happened. He had a change of heart. And he's like, you know what? Nadine, she's trying to get down. Well, we're about to get down in the Great Northern. And he embraces it. And they're booking a room as Mr. and Mrs. Hankman. And then meanwhile, at the Great Northern, Ben Horn, he's hosting the Stop Ghostwood fashion show to save the pine weasel, stop the Ghostwood. Because you remember, Catherine now owns the Ghostwood project. So now he wants to prevent the development of what he's now calling the amusement park that will destroy the habitat of these pine weasels. So they're doing a little fashion show. Catherine shows up. She sees Ben at the bar. She calls him out in private as a fraud. He's eating milk and cookies at the bar. Oh, Ben. He's not boozing. He's not smoking. He's eating milk and cookies. Isn't that something? He tells her, he says, look, I had a life-changing event that inspired me to be a better person, and that's why I'm trying to stop the development of your Ghostwood project. And he tells her that the only thing authentic and life worth doing is giving. And he seems very genuine, right? Like that whole Confederate stint changed him. Or not. It's hard to tell with Ben Horn. Jury's still out. Mr. Tim Pinkle, another new character, he brings out the pine weasel in the cage. He's giving the presentation about it, and he makes Dick Tremaine give it a little smoochy on the lips. But the weasel bites his nose and gets loose. And Dick's panicking and screaming, and everyone screams, and everyone's losing their mind, and they're flipping tables. Why? I don't know. Everyone's freaking out, and here comes Jack. He shows up, and he grabs Audrey. You know, it's pandemonium. It's chaos. And God bless her, Audrey, she lands her first kiss. This is her first real love interest. Her first real expression of love, I think, you know? She was interested in Cooper the whole time, but he kept her at a distance because of the age difference. What a guy. And she, you know, she kissed him on a cheek in a recent episode, not too long ago. But this is different. Jack came in, and he's smooching down. You know, Ben Horn isn't even showing his own daughter love this whole time. This is the first time she's feeling love reciprocated towards her. Remember Cooper was telling her about her romantic, her slant and her writing, romantic nature, whatever. So God bless her. She's feeling love. Good for her, all right? Finally, Miss Jones, she shows up at the bookhouse, and she knocks out, there's a guy sitting there guarding Truman, I guess, and she knocks him in the head. She strips down to a little sexy night slip, and she crawls into bed with old drunk-ass sleeping Truman. And that's the end of the episode. Like I said, not a banger, not the banger of all bangers, but it's going to, look, the episodes are going to get more bangery. Next episode, which you got to watch, season 2, episode 18, On the Wings of Love. Was that better or worse than Billy Zane or James? Let me know in the comments. On the Wings of Love, things are going to start heating up. We're going to hear about Owl Cave. Yes, this is where we're going to get real occulty here real soon. Stay with me, folks. Stick with the Gray Lodge. Oh, I almost said the Black Lodge. My influences are going dark. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for your support. Till next time, stay woke.